The town was used to Paul Smith's, which was very conservative, guys that wanted to work in the woods, foresters, that kind of thing. When we came in, you got to remember, it was kind of like the hippie days, and people came in. I can remember the guy with a red afro that was this big.
Maury Moskowitz.
Yeah, Maury. Maury Moskowitz. Yeah. People didn't know how to handle that. Old people would kind of, you see them walk down the sidewalk, they'd kind of pull over, you know. And so one of the big problems we had was getting them used to kind of liberal arts kinds of kids that a lot of them came up from the city, too. And, you know, they just weren't used to that. And one of the things that I think changed that was two guys. Chuck Simpson, who was a local kid who grew up here, and a Tupper Laker.
Dan Datola.
Danny Datola. And they started, they decided they were both vets. Mm-hmm. They came to my office separately, both complaining about student activities, wanting to do more things and different things.
They were both students.
They were both students. Yep. And they came in separately, and I said, you need to come back tomorrow at this time. And I told the other guy, you need to, too. And then when they got together, I said, I want you two guys to meet. And if you don't like this, you should run for student government. So they ran for student government. And they decided that they were going to have a party for the college, and they wanted to have an ox roast. And working for people, I really didn't want to go in and say, we're going to have an ox roast. And so they mentioned the island, and okay, well, you know, yeah, that's a good idea. About a week later, they came in and said, come on, get in the car. And we rode out to, I don't know where we rode at this point, but out to some farm, and they pointed to a cow and said, we bought that. And I'm going, Jesus Christ, what am I going to say to Bill? Yeah, I mean, no. Well, Simpson was a butcher, and Datola was a Tupper Laker, and so they sat down, two vets, and said, okay, we're going to have a party for the whole community. We're going to have an ox roast, okay? And so what they did was Simpson was a butcher. He could handle the cutting up of the ox and so forth. Danny Datola over Tupper had some firemen who had put on ox roast who would come over and do it if we give them all the beer they could drink. So where are we going to do it? Behind River Street Hall. So they dug a huge hole behind River Street Hall. They got a tree over in Tupper Lake. They had a veneer place that take a big log and take the veneer off. And what you had was a hard core that they couldn't use, and it was really hot for wood. Danny went over and got a whole bunch of that. Chuck went to the mayor and he got all the Christmas tree lights. Okay. They started that thing down in the hall. I'm supposed to sell tickets to this. Not many people were buying tickets.
Yep.
And they're going to roast it all night. So the firemen came over and put the ox on a big spit over this huge hole with fire down in it. And I looked at them and said, if you have any problems, you call me. I don't care if it's 2 in the morning. So I go to bed. 2 in the morning, the phone rings. The ox they had put in it was on like a spit.
Yeah.
The back end was heavier than the front end, so as it would turn, the back end would start to rip apart. We don't know what to do. Well, at that time, the mayor ran a station, and he did soldering. So I called the mayor, got him out of bed. We came over, we got some asbestos somehow, and held it over and held the mayor while he welded a cage around the socks so that it wouldn't split. So, meantime...
This actually happened. You're not...
Yeah, no, okay. They decorated the whole place. The next day turned out to be the most gorgeous day in Saranac Lake. It was a perfect day. Everybody came. Everybody came. Not only did we go through the whole locks, we went through the town and got every hot dog, hamburger, piece of food you could find in this town. Okay.
Yep.
They had a band. Those were drinking days, you know, because everybody was 18 and so forth. And so that we went through a bunch of kegs of beer and so forth. And I saw little old ladies dancing with hippies and all. I mean, the whole town came.
Brought people together.
Yeah. And after that, we didn't have here's the college and here's the town anymore. It brought everybody together.